Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you. So unfortunately, our breakout discussion on the fine-tuning argument this last time was not productive, I'd say. And so what I thought I would do is kind of just do a rundown on what lessons I think we can learn from it. I won't subject you to listening to it because it kind of went back and forth and didn't really go anywhere. And so I thought I would just kind of explain what I think happened and what we can learn from it. So in particular, I'll just take responsibility that I didn't quite understand, I guess, or I thought I understood the objection that was being raised. And rather than getting clarity, I just started addressing the objection that I thought the person was raising. And it turned out they weren't raising that objection. They were saying something else. And so what ensued was me giving a response, and they thought the response was to the objection they had raised. Meanwhile, that wasn't the objection that they raised. And so then their rebuttal didn't connect with what I was saying, and we kind of went back and forth. And so it was about 30 minutes of unproductive dialogue. The lesson there is to be just very clear on what the person is saying. In this case, I could have been more clear. I could have said, hey, you know, what exactly are you saying? Or put it back to them in my own words. Is this what you're saying? Before just launching into objections or, sorry, rebuttals. And so I think that's something that's really important to do. You can learn a lot about that from the book Tactics by Greg Kuchel. Certainly, one of those tactics is to do a sort of after action report in your head and try to figure out what you could have done better, what you should improve upon. And in this case, I think what I should have improved upon was being a little bit slower and listening to what the other person said. So the objection that was raised was just that the person, what they're actually saying was that we can't compare ranges of values because there's potentially infinitely many values in any range. And so there's no way to compare the sizes of ranges to say that the life permitting range is smaller than the total range or the life prohibiting range. You have to be able to compare those two. And his contention was that since there's potentially infinitely many numbers in between any values, then there's potentially infinitely many values in both ranges. So they end up being undefined as far as comparing them. I'll let you decide if you think that's persuasive or not. I did not find it persuasive, but because I cut out the discussion, I won't get into a rebuttal here. But just to say that, again, it's, I think, important to really respect the other person well and listen to what they have to say and ensure that you have a good beat on what they're saying before you start launching into rebuttals. So I could have done a better job of that, and so I thought I would share that mistake with you all in the hopes that might encourage you to be slower in your own conversations and perhaps reach a better understanding. But thanks for listening, and the next time we'll be doing an event on the argument from religious experience, and so I'm looking forward to that. Thanks.